Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Working on your job becomes easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing there's Globe Prepaid's Go+99 Go Work promo, the one you can depend on to help you accomplish all your work tasks easier. With a total of 16GB of data, you can now have 8GB for all sites to do what you need, and 8GB of data for the apps that you love, only through Globe Prepaid's Go+99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited texts to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to the Globe One app, GCash app, or dial *143 # on your mobile phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go+99 Go Work.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 96 of Data Percent. Today's episode will be all about risk. What is risk and what can we do to avoid or minimize it, especially when making financial decisions? So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. We make decisions every day. Some are minor decisions like what to eat or what to wear, and some can be life-changing like career decisions and where to invest our money. And all these decisions involve some level of risk. That's why it's important to know what are the things we can do to avoid or mitigate as much risk as possible. But first, let me define what risk is. Simply, it is the potential of loss, which is an undesirable outcome resulting from a given action, activity, and/or inaction. This definition comes from Wikipedia, and if you think about it, risk is basically the potential of something bad happening. Examples would be failing in a test, getting sick, losing in a basketball game, hurting yourself in a car accident, or losing money in an investment. And according to studies in behavioral science, people are generally good at avoiding obvious risk thanks to our evolutionary instincts. Hindi natin hinahawakan ang apoy dahil alam nating mapapaso tayo. Hindi tayo tatalon sa bangin dahil alam nating mamamatay tayo. Ito yung mga obvious na risk. However, when it comes to modern day-to-day life, we can sometimes fail to properly assess the risks involved in the things we do. We risk our health by eating bad food, not sleeping enough, or not exercising. We risk our money by investing in get-rich-quick scams. So, at this point, it's important to remember that risk is always present. By recognizing and accepting that there's always some form of risk involved in whatever we do, we can now choose the best course of action to take. Which now brings us to the four basic ways to handle risk. Ano-ano ba itong mga to? Number one is risk avoidance. Iwasan mo. Don't put yourself at risk. Basically, the first option is to eliminate the risk. For example, if you don't want to fail in a test, then don't take the test at all. that's pretty straightforward. Pero kung estudyante ka, you may have avoided failing the test, but you put yourself at risk at failing your subject and getting a bad grade. Another example would be when it comes to investing. If you don't want to lose money, then don't invest at all. But of course, if you don't invest, you'll now have to face the risk of inflation. Hindi ka nga mawawala ng pera, pero lumiliit naman ang value ng pera mo. So that's something to think about. It seems that risk avoidance is a poor way to handle risk, but actually not at all. For example, bumabagyo sa labas. It would be better to just stay at home and avoid the risk of getting into an accident or being stranded outside. Mas maganda na mag-work from home ka na lang siguro that day. Number 2 is risk reduction. Bawasan or ibaba mo ang probability na mangyari yung ayaw mong mangyari. The second option is often more acceptable than risk avoidance. Dun sa previous examples natin, if you want to lower the risk of failing a test, then syempre, mag-aral ka. If you want to avoid the risk of losing money in an investment, then go for low-risk investment products such as money market funds or government bonds. Kailangan mong pumasok sa office kahit bumabagyo? Then mag-ingat ka na lang sa paglabas mo. Be alert and have presence of mind to avoid accidents. And always assess your location at huwag pumunta sa mga lugar na pwede kang ma-stranded, if that's possible. Number 3 is risk sharing. The third option is to transfer some of the risk to another party. For example, rather than playing one-on-one basketball, you can choose to play 3-on-3. So if you lose the game, then the agony of defeat is felt not just by you, but shared with your teammates as well. Perhaps a more practical example is when you're starting a business. If you don't want to risk losing a lot of money, then you can choose to share that risk by getting business partners or investors. If the venture fails, then you won't lose as much money as compared to putting up the business alone. Let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about Globe Prepaid. If you're a manager, a freelancer, or an entrepreneur, it's quite often that we find ourselves working even during the weekends. So it's a good thing that there's Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99. For just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently with Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram for the whole week. With a total of 16 gigabytes of data, you can now have 8 gigabytes for all sites to do what you need, and 8 gigabytes of data for the apps that you love, only through Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWork promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash app, or dial *143 # on your phone. With Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 and other GoPlus offers, you can work efficiently anytime and any day. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Finally, number 4 is risk retention. The last option is to accept the risk and prepare for it in case it happens. In a way, similar ito sa mindset na bahala na si Batman. What will happen. Risk is not the same as certainty. It's just a possibility. So, if the probability of something happening is very small, then you can choose to just accept the risk and simply hope that it won't happen. For example, according to the International Wildlife Museum, the chances of getting attacked by a shark is 1 in about 4 million. Sobrang baba ng probability nito. That's why it's okay to just accept the risk and swim out in the sea. But of course, there are other risks to consider, but at least you don't have to worry that much about getting attacked by a shark. When putting money in a high-risk investment, you should, to some degree, be okay with losing money in the end. You should be able to accept that fact, but at least prepare an action plan in case it happens. So now that you know the four basic ways to manage risk, you can now plan for it using a combination of strategies. Let's say you want to invest in the stock market. Then you can manage the risk of losing money by doing the following. Risk avoidance, putting off investing until you learn and fully understand how the stock market works. Risk reduction, lessen the risk of losing money by following the advice of stock market experts. Risk sharing, share possible losses with other investors by putting your money in an equity fund instead. Risk retention, investing only money you can afford to lose. It's up to you how you want to manage your risk. There are many other ways you can manage risks when investing in the stock market. One example would be to do the cost averaging strategy. Now, how about the financial impact of death, especially for breadwinners? Let's think about what will happen to your family when you die unexpectedly. Will they experience financial difficulties? Saan sila kukuha ng pera para sa daily expenses nila? How do you manage this type of risk? Risk avoidance. Build massive wealth while you're still alive so that your family will have lots of money when you die. Risk reduction. Create multiple sources of income for your family so that cash flow won't stop if you pass away. Risk sharing. You can buy life insurance to effectively share or transfer the financial burden of your death to the insurance company. And risk retention. Accept the fact that life is unpredictable and just do your best to live a healthy and happy life with your family. Everything we do involves risk. For things that have high probability and severe consequences like loss of life and livelihood, it might be better to just avoid them. For all others with varying degrees of probability and severity, we can choose to mitigate the risk by reducing its probability from happening or sharing the risk with others. And if we choose to retain the risk, then the best thing we can do is to plan and prepare for the worst-case scenario. Lastly, when faced with major life decisions, think not just in terms of what might go wrong. More often, it would be better to also think of what could go right and how can you make the best-case scenario happen. Because life is all about taking risks, and the key to a happy and fulfilled life is choosing the risks that are worth taking. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan ka today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-share nyo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can use the contact form on our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.